Have we alerted the Museum of Broadcast Communications about what we're doing today? Are we rolling tape on the broadcast here? Because this is very historic. I don't believe any other radio show has originated from underground. We have a man in our pedway today, in the warm pedway underneath downtown Chicago. And we're checking checking to see if he was supposed to be on with us starting right now. And maybe he froze before he got down there, or maybe he couldn't find his way down. But we'll find out very soon, I think. Yeah, the pedway, I think the same people use the pedway all the time because most people don't even know about it. They don't know how to get in there. They don't know how to get out.
I was going to say, you can get really lost down there. You can end up at Macy's really quick.
Yeah, even when you don't want to.
Right.
Yeah, and the signage leaves a little to be desired, especially the signage above ground that would tell you how to get in there. I mean, it'd be very helpful for anybody who has to walk around in the downtown area on a day like today, because you can really, well, let's see. Let me tell you, you can really get around the pedway. It can be accessed from multiple locations, such as the Daily Plaza, the Cultural Center, City Hall.
The Garland Building.
The Garland Building, yes. Downtown hotels.
The Aqua.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, sometimes when I do my property tours in the middle of the day, I will take people like halfway because you can access all of the Aon Center, the Fairmont. Like, you can go all the way to the Daily Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have used it from time to time. Walking, let's see, where do I get it? Somewhere around Michigan Avenue, not too far from Michigan and Wacker. And then I've walked all the way to Macy's or Marshall Fields, as we say. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Michigan and Randolph, like where the Metra is?
Yeah, you can access a train station,
mm-hmm.
Right?
The Blue Line and the Metra, Millennium Park Station.
The only residential buildings connected to the pedway, Columbus Plaza, the Heritage at Millennium Park, the Park Millennium, and the 200 North Dearborn Apartments. So for those people, it's really convenient. Joe, have we heard anything? Brendan Rook from our staff is the man in the pedway today. Have we heard from him at all this morning?
We have not. We are still trying to establish connection with our frozen man in the pedway.
I don't know if he's in there yet. He promised yesterday he'd be there and available starting at 6 o'clock. So we'll hold off on submitting this show to the museum until we confirm that we will be hearing from him live from the pedway through the morning. Oh, man. We thought it would be a good idea this morning to explore the pedway. If you need to get around downtown and stay warm, just go underground. Haley Boyd from our staff is down there. Earlier she told us she entered the pedway at the Aqua Building, which is at 225 North Columbus. Where are you now, Haley?
I've moved a little bit more south now, so I'm standing right outside the Aon Building and right next to Lakeshore Sports and Fitness.
Wait a minute. Are you outside? Are you upstairs?
I'm still in the pedway.
Oh, okay. I was a little concerned there. And so far, what have you noticed down there as far as businesses, people? What's the scene like down there?
It's starting to get a little bit more busy down here. People are starting to make their morning commutes. I actually walk through the Fairmont, so we're going through some residential hotel kinds of things. And now we're kind of getting into the more public territory.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any idea when you're down there exactly where you are? How's the signage?
Well, if you walk right through the doors of the Aon Center from the outside and you turn to your left, that's where you can enter the pedway.
The pedway, by the way, was developed beginning in 1951 when the city of Chicago built one-block tunnels connecting the Red Line and Blue Line subways at Washington and Jackson. What is your plan now, Haley? Where are you going? Are you going to see how far west you can get down there?
I'm going to see just how far I can go. I'm going to punch in Richard J. Daley Plaza and see if I can get down there eventually.
Without going outside and freezing.
Exactly. That's the goal.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
Absolutely.
It's
she runs into a Garrett popcorn down there. Bring some back. Bring a Chicago mix back for her.
Perfect. Chicago's very own Bob Surratt starts
your day. WGN 7:42. We've sent the newest member of our staff, young Haley Boyd, down underneath downtown into the Chicago Pedway this morning. Haley, did you think you'd get glamorous assignments like this when you joined WGN?
I had no idea, but I'm actually having a lot of fun because there's a lot of really cool stuff down here.
Are you wearing a jacket, by the way?
I made the mistake and left my jacket at the studio. However, the Pedway is heated, so it's not as bad.
You know, people don't realize that you can really get around in the warmth of the Pedway downtown. It connects more than 50 buildings. Where are you right now?
I'm currently at the Millennium train station.
Now, did you have to go earlier? You were a few blocks away. You were east of that. Did you have to go outside to get there?
Not one bit. I never took a foot outside yet.
Okay, tell us what your route was, the most recent walk you took down there.
Well, I went through a couple of the more hotels that are down here, and I'm actually right by the information desk because I'm about to get myself lost down here.
Is there anybody at the information desk?
Yes, and everyone's been very helpful so far with every single question I've had. They know exactly where they're going.
You were down underneath the Fairmont Hotel? Is that where you were? Is that where you started, basically?
Yeah, that's where I started. I started out kind of in that area near the Fairmont and the Radisson and the Aqua.
Mm-hmm. And so where are you again now?
I'm in the Millennium train station, and if I take the stairs to go upstairs, I'll be in the Prudential Plaza.
Okay, so I'm told that actually there are two levels of the Pedway. Is that right? Two levels? You can go down further?
Yes, there are. I believe one is closer to Michigan Avenue, and right now I'm on the top level still.
Mm-hmm. And are people with you down there? Is it crowded? Are businesses open? What can you do down there?
All of the businesses are currently open. I passed an Amazon Go store, which I've never seen in person before. There's FedEx, there's a Subway, Sbarro's. Like, it is just, this is where it all happened.
And the best part, of course, you don't have to be outside at all. Where are you going to be headed next, Haley?
Well, I'm going to keep making my way to the Richard J. Daley Plaza, so let's see how long it takes me to get there.
It's Haley Boyd in the Pedway for us this morning. And by the way, we should point out what we do on the show here has been approved by WGN management, despite what you think. Thank you, Haley. We'll check in with you again shortly.
You're very welcome. See you later.
Chicago's best kept secret, I think, is the Pedway. You can roam around downtown, get from one place to another without going outside. And that's why we selected young Haley Boyd from our staff to explore the Pedway this morning. Haley, I've been following you on a map here. Where are you right now?
I have made my way, and I'm currently in the Richard J. Daley Center. I have made it.
Wow. And you didn't go outside at all. And where did you start?
I started from 303 East Wacker down by the Aqua Building.
Yes, the Pedway can be accessed from multiple locations, such as the Daley Bicentennial Plaza, the Cultural Center, City Hall, also hotels, as Haley has been telling us about. But if you're down there, you're warm, and that's nice, but can you really find your way around easily? Are the signs adequate?
You know what? Yeah, they really are. And if you're kind of geologically challenged like I am, all of the people know exactly where they're going at the information desk. So it's super easy to get around.
Haley, you could man the operations desk, the information desk there after we get through with you this morning. Now, I'm told that you should be able to end up in the Thompson Center State of Illinois building. Are you going to venture that way?
Yeah, I can absolutely do that. I'll make my way as soon as I'm off the air.
And it's warm in the entire Pedway, is that right?
It is, yeah. There's a couple of, like, cold spots that kind of connect from, like, some of the train stations, like the red line and the blue lines, but they're really short little things, so it's not even that long.
Have you stopped for donuts?
I'm trying to stay away from that stuff for right now, but I have passed a lot of food shops.
Yeah, lots of places to eat. All right, it's Haley Boyd in the Pedway this morning. Stay warm, and we'll keep your progress here posted on our map in the studio, Haley. Thank you.
You got it.
It's.
I'm surprised the mandate wasn't to bring food back for the rest of us.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm always thinking of my stomach, I know.
Haley, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
All right, Grzanich wants some food, yeah. So be sure you're back here by 10.
I will try my best.
WGN. It's 9:40 at the beginning of our broadcast. Shortly after 6, we sent one of our producers, young Haley Boyd, down into the Pedway because a lot of people don't know that you can walk around downtown and be warm underground. And Haley, I just got a text from somebody. Maybe you can help this person. It says, Bob, please help me. I've entered the Pedway near the Swiss Hotel and ended up in Wisconsin. Send someone.
Oh, boy. I mean, hey, with the amount that I've walked, I might be pretty close to them.
And we talked about restaurants and donut shops and so forth, but there are other businesses down there, right?
There are, yeah. Even I passed Macy's down there, so it's pretty big.
Are you giving directions to other people now?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a Pedway professional now. That's what I like to call myself.
So backing up now, you started over here by the Swiss Hotel, underneath the Swiss Hotel, or by the Aqua, right? You were at actually 225 North Columbus in the beginning,
yep.
Weren't you? And tell us where you've navigated.
So I went a little bit through the Fairmont, got to the Aon Center. I had to go through the Millennium Train Station. I got to go through Block 37, through City Hall, and now I'm currently at the Thompson Center.
And you never went above ground. You never had to go out in the cold, correct?
No, not once.
How do people get into the Pedway? Are you aware of the various entrances around downtown?
Yeah, there's a lot of clear signage, and you'll be able to know what it is because there's a big picture of a compass on it. And so that's the sign. That's the signage for the Pedway, no matter where you go.
And when you get down under, if you're lucky enough to find it, are there maps directing you in the Pedway as well?
Yeah, there's maps. There's signage pointing you left and right, up and down to wherever you need to go. It is very, very easy to get around.
Now, somebody told us about a stained glass display. What's that all about?
Yeah, so it's actually right outside Macy's, and it's this big, like, hallway of stained glass, just different portraits and all that. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
And when you say outside Macy's, you don't mean outside, do you?
I don't mean outside. I mean, like, outside in the Pedway.
It's amazing. We were talking about the history of the Pedway. Development began in 1951 when the city of Chicago built one-block tunnels connecting the Red Line and Blue Line subways at Washington Street and Jackson Boulevard. And there is a train station down there, and you can get from the train station throughout the Pedway and vice versa, can't you?
Yeah, you can. I'm actually right across from CTA right now, and you can also get to the metro stations, too.
Well, what has been the biggest surprise for you, Haley, besides the one that happened at 6 in the morning when we said you're going down to the Pedway?
Well, I honestly just can't believe that this is a city within a city. It is what you said it as, like, exactly it was. It's an underground city. I could not believe how big it was.
Yeah, they filmed scenes from Batman down there and other movies. And what I maintain is the people who are down there are the regulars because most people don't know about it. So you get the same people down in the Pedway. Does it look like everybody knows where they're going, or have you run into a lot of lost people down there?
No, you know what? I've seen maybe one or two people looking at the maps, but everyone knows the general direction that they're going in. Like you said, I think it's pretty much the same people just going to their everyday jobs and students going to university, like just the regulars.
Yeah, and we mentioned some of the places where you can get to the Pedway. Also, there are some residential buildings, just a few, that connect to the Pedway: Columbus Plaza, the Heritage at Millennium Park, the Park Millennium, and the 200 North Dearborn Apartments. And in our building here, we're at 303 East Wacker. If you just keep going downstairs, you can connect to the Pedway, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super easy to get there. And if you don't know where to go, the people in the lobby will point you where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. And starting tomorrow, Haley will be at the information desk if you need help down there. Any any good places to eat down there? I know they have coffee and donuts everywhere. What else?
Yeah, they've got a lot of places in the food court here. They've got a Panda Express. They've got Ruby Soul Foods, Sbarro's, Burger King. Like, you have everything down here.
Is everything open again? Because I know for a while with the pandemic, parts of the Pedway were closed, businesses were closed. What's the situation down there now?
Yeah, everything is. I know a lot of the food courts are still getting ready right now. But yeah, they're going to be opening up pretty soon.
Have you seen the sign yet with the hours? Because they do close it up at some point at night, don't they?
I haven't come across that particularly, but yeah, they do close it at night.
Okay. Would you like to sleep down there tonight, Haley, and investigate how late you can actually walk around in the Pedway? We can make that happen.
You know what? If I can sleep in the back of one of these food places, I think I'll be all right.
We'll tell Landecker he can use you as his Pedway correspondent tonight.
Perfect.
Well, listen, it's Haley Boyd, our producer and now Pedway correspondent. Thanks for giving us the audio tour. And I hope we alerted a lot of people to the fact that if they have business downtown on a cold day, at least part of downtown can be accessed underground at the Chicago Pedway. And I imagine if you check with the Chicago Architecture Foundation, that's one of the places where you can get all the information on the hours and the maps. Thank you, Haley.
You are very welcome.
It's 9:47 right now. How about that? Pretty good, huh?
I mean, the A+. What a performance. On the fly.
Yeah.
Now willing to sleep at Burger King.
Now, we originally had counted on one of our other producers going down there, but I'm not quite sure if that person got lost down there and is never to be seen or heard from again, or if they were just sick today. So we'll have to work on that at the post-show meeting today.